Right. Yeah, I want to share with you this morning a little about the next chapter that we find ourselves in. As a family here at Rugeley Community Church, but with a particular emphasis on the children's ministry here and how I would like to see it developing during the next 12 months. Just before I do that, I just want to say thank you to our present Searchlight team who give of their time and their talents and heart for these children. And some have done that for a very long time. And there are people sitting here who've been part of the Searchlight, been part of children's ministry over many years. We really value you. Whilst praying about Searchlight over the summer months, I found myself in that place, about where is God taking us in this new season. I believe God gave me a picture which I'd like to share with you. And it spoke about building a stronger and wider foundation for our present children, but for those children that will join us over the next 12 months. And that's exciting. You may have noticed an increase in children are here on the Sunday mornings. And we are enjoying up to 15 little ones in Searchlight Club at the moment. The picture was of four sections of a frame. So these four sections kind of were connecting together. It resembled a bit like a climbing frame that was bolted together. And as I explored that picture, God spoke to me about building a firm and strong and wide foundation for these children's lives to grow on. And that's what God wants to do. And as I let God speak into that picture, I began to recognize the wealth and of gifting that we have sitting here this morning. We all have something within us that God has planted into each of our hearts. And he sees the potential in each one of us. I saw that when we have a willingness, when we're willing to release that gift and celebrate that gift with others, we impart a passion for God and we invite one another to grow and love and in heart for Jesus. We draw out the gold from one another, in one another. Simply being in the environment of this morning, okay, of the worship together, and the various ways in which we are expressing that, whether that's doing arty stuff, whether that's dancing, whether that's sitting, whether that's standing, whether that's moving, we are imparting a passion for God to these children. And they're imparting, actually, a passion of God for us. And it's infectious. The leadership team went down to a conference in January, and it was in Eastgate, near London. And of one of the tasks that we were asked to do, there were lots of seminars, and one of them was on children's work. So I was like, yes. We were given this flag. And these were the things that we wrote down between us at the time about what we wanted to see our children being, doing, part of. So the words are, soar on wings like eagles. Have faith without limitations. Know the heart of Jesus. walk in royalty as princes and princesses. Carry the presence of God. Pray for friends and teachers. Minister on treasure hunts. So that was our heart for these children in Rugeley. So back to the picture of four connected pieces that God gave me. What do you do with a picture like that? Well, I guess you begin to build a framework on which to set the children ministry upon. And when that clicked for me, I began to see God's expressions tumbling out of each of these four blocks. So I've called this new framework Connect Four. Has a bit of a ring to it. And I make no apologies for it having the word connect in. Because connect seems to be our thing here in Rugeley at the moment. I'm sure God knows what he's doing with that and saying something in it too. And so I put that in an image and it just helped me, and I hope it helps you, to see where I'm going with this. And these four areas of expressions I saw as God's creativity on those areas. And they will run over a 4-week period. And here they are. So I've called the first piece of our framework, Connect Four, the music box. And I've put the power of his beating heart. And there's some, you'll see, some of the bullet things there, ideas around what that is about on that week for the children. Because the music box will be centered around music, worship, and making a good noise. The purpose will be to help the children express themselves through music, to understand what musical worship is and how to engage with music in different ways, such as flags, such as dance, soaking, percussion, signing, instruments. This will help the children to understand worship in our church and connect with their creative side and equip them to respond to God's love for them. I've called the second piece the big story, the power of his grace. And again, the kind of things that we might be doing. And these are just thoughts. I'm very much conscious this is an acorn stage. And it's you guys will make that grow. I'd like to read you an extract from a book I've bought, and you'll probably know it, some of you. It's called the Jesus Storybook Bible. This is the whole Bible. Well, not the whole, it's New Testament and Old Testament. And I've invested in it because it's just wonderful. And it's wonderful because of the language it uses around conveying the stories of Jesus. And it says on the front of the book, every story whispers his name, which I think is wonderful. So I'm just going to read a tiny extract from The Friends of Little Children. And this is taken from Matthew 18, 19, Mark 10, and Luke 18. Jesus' friends were arguing who was the most important helper in God's kingdom. They wanted to know. "I am," said James. "No, you're not," said Peter. "I am." "Nonsense," said Matthew. "I'm the cleverest." So there. "No, you're not." "Yes, I am." "Yes, no, I'm too." And it went on. This silliness went on like that for some time. You see, Jesus' friends had started thinking that they had to do something to make themselves special for Jesus. And if they were the cleverest or the nicest or the richest, Jesus would like them best. But they had forgotten something. Something God had been teaching his people all through the years, that no matter how clever you are, or how rich you are, or how nice you are, or how important you are, none of it makes any difference. Because God's love is a gift. And as anyone will tell you, the whole thing about a gift is it's free. All you have to do is reach out your hands and take it. So while Jesus' friends were arguing, some people who knew all about gifts, in fact, you might say they were gift experts, had come to Jesus. Who were they? The children. And it goes on, but that's just a little snapshot, just to whet your appetite. So this session will help to deepen the children's understanding of God's word, explore God's love story for them. And I've included drama in there as well, and quizzes and etc. So that is the second section. The third one I've called Crafty Fingers, the power of his creation. It is what it says on the tin. It is craft. Any form of craft, and I've just put a few things there about painting and baking and drawing and making and sculpturing and designing and writing and any, just to unlock the creative juices within them. It's a week too about building friendships and relationships between the adult and the child, but also the children, and it's building and getting to know the names more so. So just continuing on that. And the fourth one I've called Chat and Catch. Now, Chat and Catch is something that some of the parents will already know, and some of the Searchlight team will know Chat and Catch. We've used a material called Connected. How funny is that? over the last 3 years, haven't we, Alison? And so Chat and Catch is in there every week. And so Chat and Catch basically means that it's a time and space to chat to God and to catch what he has to say. It's about spending time growing their personal relationship with Father God through chatting to him and catching, to find their identity in him. It will help children to connect with God and push into God's presence, because God is longing to share his heart with us. He wants us to experience him in everyday life, at school, at home, with friends, etc. And there's some of you might have the daily bread, and if you do, this week there was one little bit that just jumped out at me. It's called the daily prayer. It said, singer-songwriter Robert Hamlet wrote, "Lady who prays for me," as a tribute to his mother, who made a point of praying for her boys each morning before they went to the bus stop. After a young mum heard Hamlet sing his song, she committed to pray with her own little boy. The result was heartwarming. Just before her son went out of the door, his mother prayed for him. And 5 minutes later, he returned, bringing kids from the bus stop with him. His mum was taken aback and asked what was going on. And the boy responded, their mums didn't pray with them. This fourth part of the framework will also have a mystery guest spot. And there's quite a few of you here who've been invited over the last year to be a mystery guest. And we'd like to continue that because there's more people here that we would like, the children would like to get to know. And you can share your God stories. You can share a bit of your life that you just know would be right for those children to hear. So those are the four areas. The music box, the big story, crafty fingers, and chat and catch. And as I said, they will run on a 4-week program. So once a month, we'll run through. And they will roll over this next year. And we're going to begin that at the end of October after half term. And so, to you. Has God stirred your heart? Is God stirring your heart? When you pray about it, just give it to him. We intend to begin this new framework for search. I've done that bit, sorry. Okay, so the music box, Chris will be heading up that, has willingly stepped up, haven't you, Chris? And said he will just head up that week, the worship week. So he'll be looking for people to inject into that music box week. And you guys know who you are. You know if you love worship. You know if you're good with an instrument. You know if you like to dance. Any of those. Just go and talk to Chris, or Chris will find you. If you have a heart to share a Bible story, and as I mentioned, you may have seen it, we're going to use this Bible, so it's easy. We're going to have DVD, which correlates beautifully with the book, and in those other things that we're going to have. Really, to help the children connect with God's word, then come and talk to me at this point in time. I am going to find someone to head that up at some point. Crafty fingers. Liz will be looking and has stepped up. Thank you, Liz. For people who have a creative talent. Now, I know, I thought about all of you, so I know that you have creative juices in you. And so if there's anything that like, oh, well, we could do a bit of baking. We could inject that. It could be some sewing. That'd be different. But anything, then will you talk to Liz and she will slot you in there and make that happen. Thank you, Liz. And fourthly, the chat and catch. If you'd like to be a mystery guest, 1 week, and you got something to share with the children, just a little, and we make it in about 10 minutes, okay? We have a chair, it's a mystery guest chair, and they don't know who's coming, and then you come in, and you sit, and you just say, and they ask you questions, okay? They're used to asking questions, aren't they? What's your favourite colour? Or, how did you become a Christian? It could be anything. So, be ready for a question as well. But what we say to you is bring some artifacts. So it might be a photo album, or it might be a photo, or it might be an object. Something that, you know, they can pass around and it means something very special to you. So that's on the fourth week. But that you also want to encourage the children to grow in their personal faith. So if that's like hitting you and you've got something to share on that, around prayer and around just growing their personal faith, then please will you come and talk to me? And again, I'll find somebody to lead that at some point. The final invitation is about our youth, which we've been celebrating today. Jane plans to follow a similar framework. I think that's right, isn't it, Amanda? But with a difference.
sort of.
So framework to Searchlight. So please go and chat to Jane and to Amanda and to Alison. If you would like to consider being involved in whatever way, and that isn't just on the Sunday, but it's in the week, because youth do other things, don't they, together in the week. So please, I just ask you to search your hearts on this. It's not for everybody. And we couldn't have everybody, otherwise there'd be nobody here, Richard. But I know it's for some of you guys. So I'll leave it there. Thank you, Richard.
I'm excited about this. Because why? Because this is family. You know, quite often we might sit there and think, well, what can I do in my part as family? Well, sometimes it doesn't have to be a huge thing. It might be you'll go out once a month or once every 2 months just to use your gift. We are all gifted and we're all joined for a reason. And we all want to grow. So this church isn't about providing a service. This is about us being family together. So you are so crafted and gifted and equipped of God. And we want to be that family all together. So can we just stand? Because we're going to pray. And I just thank you, Lord. I thank you for what you've laid on Wendy's heart. And Lord, that it does connect where we are as a people now. But Lord, it is an acorn. And you can't force a growth of an acorn. Lord, we have to nurture it. And the nurturing is surrounding me now. So I ask you, Father, just speak to our hearts. Not out of duty or out of a sense of loyalty or work, but out of just a stirring in our heart. What little part can we each play towards this? Because this room is full of experience and gifting. And Father, I thank you. I thank you that we are family for such a time as this. So connect us even more with our young ones, Lord. Lord, we're longing for the day when they are coming and prophesying and praying for the sick, Lord. And that's not just in their meetings, that's in this meeting. So, Lord, I pray, stir our hearts that we may equip them for all that you have for them. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you.